Any second now. Light is on. Melissa, waffles are ready.
Oh, fantastic. I'm starving.
How about that?
She ate breakfast naked?
She didn't even want a nap.
I've had bedroom naked. I've had walk to the bathroom naked. I have never had living room naked.
Oh, it's a scene.
It's like you're living in the Playboy Mansion. Did she frolic?
I don't really have enough room.
Hey, lady, buddy.
Hey.
Hi. I gotta make a quick stop.
Okay.
Back together?
His apartment was being fumigated, so we thought we'd give it another shot. So guess who called me last night? Jason Hankey.
Stanky Hankey? What did he want?
He called to apologize for standing me up 5 years ago.
Why now?
AA. It's one of the 12 steps. Step number 9 is you have to apologize to everyone you've ever wronged.
I can't wait for Hankey to come crawling back to me.
Still with the neck hole?
Still upset. Very upset.
What neck hole?
Remember that New Year's party he threw a few years ago? He had that very drafty apartment, you know, I think on 9th Avenue.
Master.
I asked if I could borrow a sweater.
A cashmere
sweater. I said preferably cashmere for warmth. So in front of the whole party, he says, no, I don't want you stretching out the neck hole. Oh, yeah, sure, laugh it up. Everybody else did.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, you have a big head. Or is it because of your neck?
No, I think the head does most of the stretching.
Regardless, I had to walk around for the rest of the party in some cheap MetLife windbreaker. Now it is payback time.
I really think it's the size of your neck.
It's my head!
Hey, isn't this great? Since those nerds in accounting moved, you and I are the only ones who use this bathroom.
Yeah, great.
You went to the coffee shop without me.
I told you, I just wanted to hop in the shower.
That was an hour ago. What were you doing in there?
Showering. How long does it take you?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? That's kooky talk.
Hey, Elaine, how long do you spend in the shower?
10 minutes.
Let me smell you.
All right, whip away.
That's not bad at all. Wait, what?
That's it.
Okay.
So get this. I'm in the bathroom at work today, and I see Peggy using a seat protector.
So?
So? We're the only women on the floor. I mean, we're like roommates. Would you use a seat protector if you had a roommate?
If you're cheap.
The damage is probably already done. All right.
Okay.
No, maybe she just practices good hygiene.
Yeah, you're right. She's probably one of those neurotic clean freaks.
Mm. Well, here's my shower routine. Maybe I can make some changes. A washcloth mittens and maybe some liquid soap and just focus.
Zephyr? That is not a word.
Do you challenge?
No, I do not challenge. I'd accuse you of cheating, but I don't know where you'd hide the tiles.
You want some iced tea?
Sure.
Wrong pipe.
So she coughed.
Coughing? Naked? It's a turnoff, man.
Everything goes with naked.
When you cough, there are thousands of unseen muscles that suddenly spring into action. It's like watching that fat guy catch a cannonball in his stomach in slow motion.
Spoiled man. Do you know how much mental energy I expend just trying to picture women naked?
But the thing you don't realize is that there's good naked and bad naked. Naked hair brushing, good. Naked crouching, bad.
Hey, here's Hankey.
All right, it's gravel time.
Hey, George.
Jerry.
Listen, I just got sober, so I've been going through the 12 steps.
Uh-huh. What are you up to now? Step 9?
Yeah. Making amends.
Important step. Maybe the most important.
Anyway, Jerry, you know, this may sound dumb, but, you know, when we first met, I thought your name was Gary. And I think I may even have called you Gary a couple of times, and I don't know if you noticed, but I always felt bad about it, so I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I did notice, and I appreciate you rectifying it.
Great. Great. Well, I'll see you guys later.
I just got out of a 27-minute shower.
That's a good cut,
and I didn't lose anything I needed. Yeah, I think what I kept is even stronger now.
We got some suds over here.
What? Oh. Jeez. I'm all lathery.
You got to show me what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it, man. I'm lost.
You promise you'll never come in here again?
Well, Jerry, you know I can't do that.
Now, my sense of it is you're probably wasting time working piecemeal, first cleaning one area, then another.
Well, that's how cats do it.
But when you have a faucet instead of a tongue, you want to use gravity.
Okay, let's turn the water on now.
No, I told you, it's just a dry run.
Well, Hanky's moved on to step 10. He was spotted taking personal inventory.
That's step 10?
All he has to do now is count his blessings, say a prayer, and he's done. You believe this?
Come on, how about a baggy swimsuit?
No, you're not getting any skin, Kramer. Well, this has all been one big tease.
These proofs look pretty good. Oh, can I move this? Yep, I think this will work.
I'm going to get another bottle of water.
Here, here, take mine. There's a little left.
Oh, thanks, Walter.
Guys, there's no doubt that the pay is good, but I just don't know if I see myself working with ice cream.
Your forearms.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Oh, hello, Hanky. Others?
George.
You know, Jason, I couldn't help notice. I didn't get my apology.
Apology for what?
A drafty apartment, a sweaterless friend, a ball game giveaway, MetLife windbreaker.
George, come on, not that neck hole thing.
Yeah, the neck hole thing, and I would appreciate it if you would say you're sorry.
No way, you would have completely stretched it out.
You're an alcoholic! You have to apologize! Step 9! Step 9!
All right, George, all right, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't want your rather bulbous head struggling to find its way through the normal size neck hole of my finely knit sweater. You see, that's smart. Constant motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm watching you, too, but this guy's really showing me something.
You got a steak?
What happened to you?
People in this city are crazy.
There you go.
Nice thing. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got an A1? I'm cooking a steak.
Huh? A different one.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Jerry. Fix that bike.
Oh, that wasn't really necessary. I don't ride it. It's just for show. Please don't crouch.
Ouch! Caught my skin.
Oh, that's bad. Especially that area.
You got anything to snack on? Pickles! Tough one.
Oh, please stop. Let me help you with that.
It's gonna leave a welt. Look at that.
I can't. I can't look anymore. I've seen too much.
Peggy, we've got to talk.
What is it about me that you find so offensive?
You seem to be with a lot of men.
What? I happen to have a very steady boyfriend. You know, I mean, we broke up a few times, and there has been an occasional guy here or there. But why is this your business?
It's not. Good day.
Oh, all right. You think I've got germs? I'll give you some germs. How about some for your keyboard, huh? How about this? Oh, how about for your stapler? Hmm? That's good, isn't it? You have a happy and a healthy.
Well, technically, he did apologize.
Jerry, I felt like a straight man in some horrible sketch. He was ripping! Ripping! Am I paying?
So now you want an apology for the apology plus the original apology?
That's right. I'm two in the hole.
Well, I hit the wall yesterday with Lady Godiva. She did a full body flex on a pickle jar.
Did you explain to her about the good naked and the bad naked?
Where am I going to get a fat guy in a cannonball?
Well, what if you showed her bad naked? Huh? You still got that belt, Sander?
Yeah.
Well, you on all fours, that thing vibrating, picking up sawdust. No! You'll get the picture.
You know?
Hey, Jerry, guess where I'm calling from?
World War One plane?
I'm in my shower. Well, you know, I'm trying to get out of the shower sooner, and then I ask myself, why? I mean, this is where I want to be. So I got a waterproof boat, and I shaved, I brushed my teeth, and I ordered the Peruccinos from J. Crew.
When are you getting out?
Yeah, I'm not. I'll see you later, buddy.
Bad news, people. Peggy is homesick.
Oh, please.
She's stuffed up, achy, and suffering from intense malaise.
Oh, come on. We all have intense malaise.
I just spoke with her, Elaine. She's in bed.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This is all in her mind, okay? She is insane. She thinks I made her sick because I coughed on her doorknob, rubbed her stapler in my armpit, and put her keyboard on my butt. Yeah, she's a wacko.
So you're Jason Hankey's supervisor.
Sponsor.
Whatever. Listen, I'm very concerned about this guy.
He's doing very well. He's already on to step 10.
Yeah, well, when you don't actually do the steps, you can go through them pretty quick. You can get through six a day.
Is there some unresolved issue between you and Jay?
I don't know. A little something called step 9? Instead of an apology, he was bebopping and scatting all over me.
I'm not sure what you want me to do.
Well, aren't you the boss of him? You shouldn't let him move up. When I was in the Cub Scouts, I got stuck on Weebelos for 3 years because I kept losing the Pinewood Derby.
You're quite upset, George.
Well, I think you should drop him down to step 2.
Admit there's a higher power?
Let him chew on that for a while.
You know, George, I think I can help you. We're having a meeting tomorrow. Why don't you just come by?
All right, that's more like it. Thank you very much. By the way, my uncle was an alcoholic.
Gomez, you're not listening. Jerry likes her naked. Just some of the things that she does when she's naked. Calm down. I'm on your side. Hey, hold on a second. I got a plug. I'll call you back.
What are you doing?
I found a rust plug on the kitchen floor. I thought I'd polish it up with this belt sander I have here.
No, not that. Why are you naked?
I thought naked is good.
This isn't good naked.
Here, have a seat.
Where's Hankey?
Shh. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Rageaholics Anonymous.
What? Rageaholics?
George, this can help you.
Hey, I am not here for rage. I'm here for revenge.
Excuse me. We have a no yelling policy at these meetings.
Excuse me. Am I talking to you, Pinhead? Am I?
Please don't call me Pinhead.
I'm losing it!
He took you to Rageaholics. Why?
Probably because this whole universe is against me.
You got a little rage.
I know. And now they want me to bottle it up. It makes me so mad.
By the way, my bad naked demo didn't quite work.
This bread has nuts in it.
Oh, great, Elaine. What is wrong with my body?
Chicken wing shoulder blades.
That's it?
No, but that's one problem. Why?
Well, I was walking around naked in front of Melissa the other day.
Walking around naked? That is not a good look for a man.
Why not? It's a good look for a woman.
Well, female body is a work of art. The male body is utilitarian. It's for getting around. It's like a Jeep.
So you don't think it's attractive?
It's hideous. The hair, the lumpiness, it's simian.
Well, some women like it.
Sickies.
Installing the Clarkman garbage disposal. Dismantle latch hatch beneath main drainage line. Oh, come on, Clarkman.
Buddy.
Is David Putty there?
This is Buddy.
Well, this is Kramer.
I know.
Listen, you're a mechanic. Could you help me install a garbage disposal?
Well, it's a big job. You've got to dismantle the latch hasp from the auxiliary drainage line.
Oh, it says main line.
It's a misprint. What do you got, a Clarkman?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll call you back. I'll talk you through it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, babe, your boss called. You owe $5 for a balloon bouquet. Yeah, he says you could just give it to him tomorrow when you see him.
Balloon bouquet for who?
Piggy took a turn for the worse.
Peggy. Oh, great. I suppose she's still blaming me?
That's what he said.
Yeah. I don't believe this woman.
Talk to me, babe.
She's this crazy woman who is convinced that my germs make her sick.
Oh, germaphobe. You know what that's about?
Huh?
I'm a recovering germaphobe. 10 years.
What is this symbol?
It's a germ.
Elaine, it was very nice of you to bring the man you're currently sleeping with over here to talk to me, but I assure you, I don't have any problem with germs.
Don't you, Elaine?
Please.
I know it looks bleak. I've been there. 10 years ago, waking up in bed next to a woman like this would have sent me running for the Pfizer heads.
Really?
I still have trouble looking at those disgusting old bedroom slippers she slobs around.
Hey! I've had those since college. They're bunnies.
They're bacteria traps.
So you just learned to live with it?
For the most part.
Okay. We're broken up for the rest of the day.
So I'm glad we had a talk and worked this out. Don't you feel this is better?
This is nice.
Yes, clothes. This is normal.
What are you doing tomorrow? I was thinking that we could go in. Jerry? Jerry, are you listening to me?
Oh, yeah. What? I'm sorry.
I wanted to know what you were doing tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe a haircut and... I don't know, maybe a dress and haircut.
So you broke up.
You couldn't carry on a conversation. I kept trying to picture her naked. She kept trying to not picture me naked.
Hang on.
So what are you up to?
Oh, just cooking up a little thank you for Putty. So how do you make those radish roses?
Insert a knife into the center and twist. Then, to make it bloom, soak it in water for 30 to 40 minutes.
No problem there.
George, thanks for coming down to talk to me. I wanted to see you right away, but my hours here aren't very flexible. I just started yesterday.
Well, I'm here. What is it?
Well, I talked to my sponsor, and I've thought it over, and, you know, my apology at the coffee shop was sarcastic and rude, and you deserve much better.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I get a triple Minuteman mint?
Waffle or sugar cone?
Excuse me, Jason, I don't want to get into a big thing here, but... I'm not sure if technically what you just said was actually an apology.
What?
Can you get on that cone?
Would you hang on just a second, son? George, what are you talking about?
Well, it's just all you said was you're welcome, which is nice. It's very nice, but I feel I gotta get the apology.
Is there anybody else here but you?
I'm alone. And it's my second day, and you know, I don't even think we have that flavor. So,
George, really, enough, okay? You know, I admitted I was wrong. What more do you want from me?
I would like an apology.
All right, look, you
know... Did you try it? No, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay? I'm interacting with someone here, if you can understand that. Now, I'm sorry. Ah! There it is! You just said it! That's what I want! Now, say it again and tell me!
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not sorry. I was never sorry. It was cashmere. I hate step nine. Where's that rum raisin? There it is. I can't find anything. I need it. Zachary Ice, here we go. What are you looking at? Get out! Come on, can't you see we're close? Get out!
This food is fantastic, Kramer.
Huh?
And what a pretty radish rose, huh?
Well, thank you.
Well, on her first week of being germ-free, free.
Yeah. And here's to David Putty for helping me install a much-needed and much-appreciated garbage disposal in my bathtub. Yeah.
You have a garbage disposal in your bathtub?
Oh, yeah, and I use it all the time. Yeah, I made this whole meal in there.
This food was in the shower with you?
Mm-hmm. Prepared it as I bathed.
Oh, God!
Excuse me, is this Rageaholics?
No, Germophobes.
Thanks. What are you guys doing here?
Kramer.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm a Rageaholic. This is my first meeting.
Step skipper! That man is a step skipper! He skips step nine!
Step nine.
That's right! He never apologized to me for saying that I would stretch out the neck hole on his sweater. It wasn't funny.
It was a very nice sweater. Take a look at his neck. Not to mention the melon sitting on top of it. I don't know if I trust him with a V-neck.
He's bebopping and scatting, and I'm losing it!